Okay, we are on Daf Tzadik, top line. Remember from yesterday, we did the beginning of the perek, which had the three-way machlokas tanaim. My throat will be Bez Hashem with us today. Three-way machlokas tanaim about carrying on gagos, chatzeros, and karpifios. Meir had said, the first opinion of the Mishnah, that all gagos are rishus achas, as we'll see Bez Hashem tomorrow. That he not only says about gagos, but gagos, chateros, and karpifios, respectively, each of them you could carry from one to the other, each gag to gag, chatzer to chatzer, karpif to karpif, because they're all considered, they're all unified. The Chachamim say no, kol echad v'echad rishus b'fnei atzma, every gag is its own entity, and every other rishus is also its own entity. They're the most machmir, and we pass like Reb Shimon, who says, ega gagos, v'echad chatzer, v'echad karpifios, you could carry from all of them one to the other. So today's daf is going to focus on the Shita of Reb Meir and the Rabbanan. So today's daf is mostly Delok Kehilchasa, but it's analyzing those Shitos a little bit and asking some questions what they would say in certain cases. So the top line of the Gemara says, Ba'i Rabbi Bar Chama, Daf Tzadik, Shtei Amos Begag, Shtei Amos Ba'amud, Mahu. What if you have two, if you, according to Rashi says, within Shitas Rav explaining the Rabbanan? Which is what? The Rabbanan say you're not allowed to carry from gag to gag. If you only have within your gag. But Rav had explained that yesterday, that not only do you not only have within your gag, because the other gagos, but also the other gagos asked your gag. So all you have is Dalaramas on your gag. That's what Rav had said yesterday, which we'll get back to that sheet. The bottom of Pekesman Aleph, Rav had said, in Metaltlin Bo Elab Dalaramos. So, and, but why? Remember the reason for Rav, because what's going to come up, because he says, you don't say, good asik mechitzta by mechitzo she'ena nikaros. That's what Rav had said, and therefore the other gagos, not only could you not go there, but they also asser on this gag itself. So according to that, Shitas, Es Rabbi Bar Chama, Shtei Amos Begag, Shtei Amos Ba'amud. So fine, you can only go four Amos. And you can't go two on this Gag, two on that Gag. But what about if you go two Amos on your Gag, and then another two Amos on an Amud next to the Gag? An Amud that is lifted up. Again, let's say, according to Rashi, they're talking about an Amud that is four Tfachim wide and ten Tfachim tall. So then, can you go from one to the other? Shtei Amos Begag, Shtei Amos Ba'amud. Why would it be better than another gag? We'll see. Mahu. So, what about that case? So, Amar Rabba, Ma'akami Ba'ili. So, what's Rabbi Bar Chama asking? Karmelis versus a Yachid Kami Ba'ili? Is he asking about Karmelis versus a Rishus a Yachid? Meaning going from that one, a Karmelis versus a Yachid, or vice versa? That's, of course, Aser. Why would that be better? What's the Karmelis here? What's the Rishus a Yachid here? So, Rashi says, Karmelis versus a Yachid Kami Ba'ili, fourth line of Rashi, Bit to be a Klomar, Pshita da Aser, da Hagag Karmelis who? So Rashi says that the Gag is the Karmelis. Why? Because you're only allowed to carry up to Dalat Amos. Which means only if it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then you can carry whatever you want. So it must be a Karmelis, and therefore you can only carry up to Dalat Amos. And the Amud is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So therefore, this is obviously, this is the Rabbanah going on here. So what's Rabbi Bachamas Kasha? Two Amos Gaga, two Amos Amud. So that can't be his question. So Gemara is going to reformulate his question. But the just two notes on this shot. First of all, the Ritva says, how does Rashi know that we're talking about an Amud that is 10 Tvachim high? Maybe Rabbi Rechava was asking about an Amud that's less than 10 Tvachim high. Answer Ritva. The Imtomar, Dimur Rabbi Rechava Ba'amud She'ina Gavo Asar Kami Ba'i Tehavi Karmelis. So if it's less than 10 Tvachim high, then it's not a Rishus Yachid, they're both Karmelios. So then it's a good question. What's the whole problem with the Ba'ya, according to Rashi, is that because the Gag is a Karmelis and the Amud is a Rishus Yachid. But it's only Rishus Yachid if it's 10 Tvachim high, says the Ritva. Maybe it's less than 10 Tvachim high. And he's asking, and therefore it's a Karmelis, because it's four Tvachim wide. If it's less than four Tvachim wide, then it's a Malkah Patur. But if it's four Tvachim wide and less than 10 Tvachim high, then it's a Karmelis. Then it's Karmelis, a Karmelis. How does the Rashi know otherwise? So says the Ritva, it doesn't matter. Even if it would be less than 10 Tvachim high, still Rashi would label this case as going from a Karmelis to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Why? Deha. Still, the Gemara asks, "The Hagag Rishus Hayachid Hu Min HaTorah?" Because the Gag is a Rishus Hayachid Midaraisa. Kiva the Gavoa Asar Baruchav Dalid Vazerik Latocha Rishus Ravim Chayiv. The Gag Midaraisa is a Rishus Hayachid. If you would throw in there from the street, you'd be Chayiv Midaraisa. Elisha Sa'uhu Chacham Mikat Karmelis Shelo Latalta Ba'al B'Dal Ramos. Chazal made it into a Karmelis. Kavosha Uzum Bakarpiv Yosef Beis Asayim. But the Amud The amud is a makam p'tur mi daraisa. The amud is a nothing mi daraisa if it's less than 10 tefachim high. So it starts off as a makam p'tur and it gets to a karmelis. So what about the gag? Starts out as a rishus ayachid. So it's still somewhat different rishuyos. So Rami Bachama, with the Gemara could still ask an ibaya on his ibaya. Ask an ashad on his ibaya. Rashi says it's going from a karmelis to a rishus ayachid. Ask the ritva, how does he know that it's above 10 tefachim? So it's a karmelis, maybe it's less. How does he know it's above 10 tefachim? So it's a rishus ayachid, maybe it's less, and it's a karmelis. Says the ritva, no, even so, it's not ain't a dome of this karmelis to that karmelis. The karmelis of the gag started out as a rishus ayachid and became a karmelis. This one, the amud, started as a makam p'tur and then became a karmelis. So because of that difference, the Gemara could still ask the question, even if it's not above 10 tefachim. That is Rashi and the Ritva explaining. Tosfos just add the Rabbeinu Tam has the opposite shot. The last four lines of Tosfos Dimamaskal Ella, Rabbeinu Tam says the Rishus Hayachid, which is similar to how the Ritva explains Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam pirish beizamos begag davi Rishus Hayachid, or beizamos ba'amid shu karmelis. The opposite of Rashi, she'ina gavoh yud urachav dalet. But chashiva legag Rishus Hayachid, he explains. Yeah, but anyway, that's the Machlokas, how do you understand the question of the Gemara? But either way, it's saying, how could Rami Bar Chama ask this question? You know, they're different. Continues the Gemara, fourth line. Rami Bar Chama agav chorfe lo inba, because he was such a charif, because of his greatness, so he didn't formulate the question properly. He really meant the following. This was really the problem of Rami Bar Chama. Beis amos bagagul, beis amos ba'achsadra. Not Beis Amos Ba'amud on a pillar. Let's say you have two Amos on a gag, on a roof, and two Amos Ba'achsadra on a outside porch with a roof. This is the one picture, one of the two pictures of the day. I'm going to look in picture 319. This picture, you have a gag, and next to the gag, you have another gag, but that gag, that roof that's next to the house, it doesn't have anything under it. It's just an outdoor area. It just has a roof on it. And and that's going to make all the difference, as we'll see in a minute. There's a roof on it held up by poles. They ask the Gemara, that's the question. How about, according to the Rabbanan, who don't allow you, remember from yesterday, who don't allow you to go from one roof to another roof, would they allow you to go from a roof to an achsadra? And we'll see why it's better in a second. Ask the Gemara, and that's the question. Mahu. What do you say about that case? Mi amrinan, do you say, and Rashi adds on, just about this achsadra. This achsadra is slanted, it's not flat, because if it's flat, we learned, and we're going to see later also, you say the principle of pitikra yori besosem, and then it's as if the mechitzas go all the way down, and it's enclosed, and then it's just like a regular roof, not an achsadra. But if it's slanted, if it's like our roofs, that the water goes down, so then you don't say pitikra yori besosem, according to certain shitos. You don't say that. And Rashi explains, the question in the achronim, if this is and or, the achsadra is more than sasayim area. So therefore, it's for sure karmelis that's under this achsadra. So that's the question of Rami Bar Chama. Can you carry from the gag to the achsadra? Mahu mi amrinan? Do we say kibun delo high chazil ladira velo high chazil ladira chadav rishusa? Who do you say that it's mutter? Why? Because the roof is not totally chazil ladira. The achsadra is not totally chazil ladira. You can't. They're not fully meant to be lived in. Houses are meant to be lived in. Roofs and achsadras, they're both similar in that they're not totally chazil ladira, and therefore you'd be allowed to carry from one to the other, even according to the Rabbanan, who say you can't carry from roof to roof. Why is roof to roof worse? That's the other side. Oh, Dilma, keep... I'm sorry. Let me say it now. And Rashi adds on, so, and why would this be better than roof to roof? Because what did we say yesterday? What's the svara according to the Rabbanan that you can't carry from roof to roof? Because they say, just like underneath they're separate reshuyos, so too on top they're separate reshuyos. So that applies by two gagim, because they're you're not allowed to carry underneath from house to house. By the Asadra, there is nothing underneath. So that's why you can't say just like underneath they're separated. So that's why the achsadra would be better, because there's no drushus underneath. They're not chalukim milamata, so they wouldn't be chalukim milamala. So that's the first tzad of Rami Bar Chama's safek, that maybe because they're both not chazil adira, and you don't have the problem of diurin milamata, so it should be mutter to carry from the roof to the achsadra. Odilma kiva to be gaglagag aser, mi gaglag achsadra nami aser. Or do you say no? There's no difference. There's no difference made. If you can't carry from gag to gag, you also can't carry from achsadra to achsadra. And Rashi says, why is this? Because the Chazal are machmed about shinui bailim. You're going from a gag to a gag in a different rishus, so it doesn't matter that there's nobody underneath. It's still owned by a different person, and that's included in this gzeira of michatzer lechatzer. Question is not answered. By Rabbi Barbaya. Rabbi Barbaya asks a similar question. Beis amos begagul, beis amos bechurva. Let's say, going two amos in a gag and two amos in a churva. in a dilapidated area, which is again right next to the roof. So mahu. So can you go there? A churv is also not really roi ladira, fit to live in. So Amar Rav Kahana, lav haynu drami bar chama. Rav Kahana says, one second, isn't that the same kasha? What's the difference between a churv and an achzadra? What are you adding? So Amar Rav Bibi bar Abaya, v'chi meyachar asoy v'natsoy. So what does this line mean? So Rashi says, Where's the Rashi? Rashi me'achar asav natsoi mi pi acher basi. So me'achar, do you think I came from somebody else? But do you think I'm asking the same kasha? Of course, you have to analyze it a little bit. I'm asking something else. Let me explain myself. But he's saying, you think I'm just asking the same question? I wouldn't ask the same question. The Me'iri quotes two other pshat than what this line means. The Me'iri says, Pirusho l'dayti shukar rav acha ma'acher klomer mu'uchar mimeni bizman. Rav Kahana, who made this point, was younger than him. It was from the younger generation. He's like, what is that? I'm a acher. You're jumping on me. You're younger. Come on. You're from the next door. V'yer shalom shu yeled. V'hu balo kanter alai ba'alacha. You ask me nicely. Don't say, oh, you're asking the same kasha. Say, can you explain yourself? So you're a ma'acher. You're from a later door. V'yesh garsim asoy. Says there may be another pshat. That v'chim is acher be'beis ha'medrash ani. Sha'ata donosi kimedaber derach kitter. Did I come late to the shir? That you think I'm asking a kasha and I missed the first 5 minutes? And therefore what I'm saying doesn't make sense? You know, so sometimes when that happens, I walk into a shir, a couple minutes late, and then we don't know what's going on. I will ask a kasha, and I was explained the first 5 minutes. So you think that happened to me? Right? This is Musar Haskell from this little few lines of the Gemara. But now we're back on schedule, regular schedule. It's about 6:10. Let's do it. Okay, last 2 weeks of Erev, let's give it a push, and get here every day on the time. Pesachim, of course, will be here on time. That's right. But Erev, let's show that it was just a couple of days here and there rough, but we're strong. We're Erevin strong. So ask Rabibi. So the three pshatim now. You think I'm asking it from somebody else, or I came late, or if you're younger than me. So there's a big difference between the two. They're both not fully chazi ladira, but a churva is a little more chazi ladira. Achsadra is not chazi ladira at all. It's totally open on the sides, and you have this roof slanted out. It's totally open to the elements. Churva, the Rishonim explained, could be fixed up with a little bit. Remember, it used to be a house, and it's dilapidated now. So, okay, we had a different pshat than how many walls are there on a churva. Maybe there are two walls. Maybe there's a roof. Maybe there's not a roof. But either way, it's a little more chazi ladira. So that's why I'm asking the kasha. So one second. The Gemara says, v'chemiyachah the chazi ladira ma'akami ba'ilei. So if it's really close to chazi ladira, then what's the kasha of going from roof to churva? Of course it's going to be usser, because the roof is not chazi ladira at all. There's no walls. There's no roof. There's no nothing. So what's the back to the question? So fine, you explain your question is different, but now what's your question? Of course, it's pashut. So the Gemara says intim saloma kamar. Really, he's asking an intim saloma. It's a piggyback question on the previous question. Intim saloma achsadu lo chazi ladira. If the answer to the previous question, the answer to Rami Rachama's question, is that achsadu is not chazi ladira enough, and therefore you're allowed to carry from the gag to the achsadu. If that's what was your answer to the previous question, so then do you say that churva chazi ladira? Do you say that churva is chazi ladira, and therefore it would be aser because the churva is different than an achsadra? Odilma hashtemia less made the urine. Or do you say that no? Okay, it's a little chazi ladira with a little fixing up, but right now lamaisa doesn't have the urine, and if it doesn't have the urine, so maybe you'd consider it lo chazi ladira enough in order to be able to carry from the gag to the churva. Again, we've had a number of times discussing a churva. Is a churva enough to put your erev chatzeros in? Is a churva enough to be on the side of a mavui in order to be counted as a bias or a chatzer? So churva is this middle. Again, you think, well, we're talking about a churva so much, but it's this middle quasi type of house that is a little bit of chazi ladira, not chazi ladira. So that's why we could ask these questions, that even if you say something like the nachsadra, which is not chazi ladira, would be mutter, maybe the churva would be usser. Or not. That's the question, and the Gemara answers, teku. No answer given. Tishbi Ataris Kushas Vabayis. Okay, because we haven't had this vard in a couple of months, I'll mention it again, because we have time on today's daf, and that's the question of the Kedushas Levi. And that is, why does the Gemara so many times, we haven't had a teku in about 40-50 blot, why does the Gemara say teku and not meku? Right, make a Moshe Taritz Kushas Vabayis. Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Moshe. Okay, Eliyahu Navi, Tishbi. We daven for him, but it should be Moshe Taritz Kushas Vabayis Meku. Why is it Teku? That's the Kedushas Levi's question. And the Ema Banim Smecha discusses that Kedushas Levi on page Kuf Samach Aleph. He quotes the Kedushas Levi Bilikutim Indian Nifla. But Hashamu Chazal, Harbi Pamim Bashas Alibayi Delivshado Teku. Shirachi Davis Tishbi Taritz Kushas Vabayis. Ubashkafa Rishon Yishlam Daktik. Hoseya Achar Bias Goel, Behir of Yemenu Amen. Velama Yitaris El Yoa Kushis Vabayis. Hoyama Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. Shadasalana Torah Mitzvos. Velama Lo Yitaris Hu Kola Kushis Yisla Pitarakadosha. So if you've never heard this Kasha before, it's an amazing Kasha. Why is it Teku? Why is it a maker? Or another question, why is it Yehei Munach, beginning of a Metzia, Yehei Munach, let's have a machokas about a certain din in this case. Sometimes you have the din of, leave it until Eliyahu Navi comes. Yehei Munach HaShiyavo Eliyahu. So that means what? Until Eliyahu Navi comes and then Moshe's going to answer. So you can say Yehei Munach HaShiyavo Moshe. Okay, maybe that one you can get out of. It means until Eliyahu Navi comes and then we'll ask the Rabban. But here, Dafka says, Tishvi Yitarets. So why is it? So he says, he quotes the Pesher Hadover. He quotes a little first Api Kabbalah, and then he says, "Michehu b'chayim v'hu b'zeh ha'olam hu yodeya be'ezem midat tzarach zeh ha'olam lehisnahig." If somebody's involved in the world and somebody's alive, they realize what the world needs and what the psak needs, right? He quoted just Api Kabbalah that sometimes the world is on a Beis Hillel level, sometimes a Beis Shammai level, right? There's a Zohar that says Lasse Lavo, or another source of Api Kabbalah that Lasse Lavo will get a pasuk like Beis Shammai. Why is that? Because all the poskim of every generation know what the world needs and what type of psak. Av misha eino chai eini yodei klal beizami that tzricha lazeh ha'olam lisnahigba. So he says v'hine Eliyahu hu chai v'kayim. Eliyahu is alive. Eliyahu, at least his neshama. We spoke about this a little bit by Tchumin above 10. We spoke about Eliyahu coming on Shabbos, whether he's coming from above 10 or not. So Eliyahu Navi is here. Below Tom Tam Misa. V'hu Tamid Bazeh Ha'olam. Right? He comes to every bris milah. We set up a chair for him by every bris. You can't paskin unless you're involved in the world. If you're not involved in the world, if you don't know what's going on, you don't know people's needs, you don't know the world's needs, you can't give a proper psak. You can't just look in the svarim and say, this is the answer. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on with people. You have to be involved in the world. So he says, that's the difference between Moshe and Eliyahu. Moshe Rabbeinu. He was, of course, Rabbeinu. We're going to go to his shiurim, Asilavo. But he's not going to answer our kashas because he's not around. Eliyahu Navi is around. That's why Tishbi Yitaris Kushiv Yabayus. Kishara Neviim Baha Shoftim Baha Chachamim Asher Hayu Badarasa Ovrim, the great Neviim and the Shoftim. Begama Avos Baha Shvatim. When we Moshe Rabbeinu Adi Me'atchia. The Shvatim. Lo Yadu Me'in Yani HaOlam HaZeh Me'asher Karacham Osam. They don't know anything about Olam HaZeh after their death. They're not going to be able to paskin. Okay, we had the Gemaras and Brachas, whether do the Mesim know afterwards, but Lamaisa, they're not here, and therefore they won't be able to paskin. Avel Yozal, Shachayim, Yos Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad Yimei Yehoram, Yod HaKol Mashah Yibiyamav, and even after he died, he was still here. Umitchit, Misgala Gamke L'chachma Yisrael, L'galam Sodas HaTorah, right? Every couple of the sectors, you have a story. Eliyahu Navi came, appeared to this Amora and that Amora, and he came to this one in the Churva to teach him three things. Eliyahu Navi's always showing up. Right, Milvan Mashabukubal Aslainu, Heyosa Masi Bibrismilo, you set up a chair for him. So he says he's involved. So if he's involved, that's why he is Zoha to be the one to answer our shilas. Tishbi Tais Kushis Vabayas. The Imam Rasmecha uses that to the principle in general, that even if you have a psak of a rub 100 years ago, you're allowed to say, if you're a Gadol Hadar, you ought to say, who says that he would save Bizman Azeh? The things about the factors might have changed, aspects might have changed. Who says what a Gadol said 200 years ago, if it's somewhat different today, the Gadolim of the generation have to figure out how to apply. If the Chassam Sofer says something 200 years ago, how do you fit that Chassam Sofer to Bizman Azeh? Obviously it has application, but you might have to fit it. If Rav Moshe has a certain psak, right, the famous discussion about the smoking issue, Rav Moshe 20-30 years ago said, gave a certain psak about smoking. But then you only knew certain diseases came from smoking. But what about Bizman Azeh when he knows so many more, so many percentages? What would Rav Moshe... Can't still say that Rav Moshe says what he says with Zman Hazeh, right? Because the aspects have changed. More has been figured out. Okay, that's just one little example. But Imam Ben Smecha uses that regarding going to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the whole Sefer is about. But in general, that's the Yisod. That person has to paskin, he has to be involved in the world. And that's a great posek, who has somebody who's involved in the world and who could interpret the law and apply it to the situation at hand. But teku tishpi taris kushis v'abayis. That's the Yisod. Continues the Gemara, middle of the Amud. Gagin Hashavin. Gagin Hashavin, Lurabi Meir, the Gag Yechidi Lurabanan. So Gagin that are next to each other according to Rabbi Meir, which are mutter to carry from one to the other. Remember, Meir was the first sheet in the Mishnah yesterday. Meir had said, Gagin from one to the other, you're allowed to carry on. So let's say, in that case, where Meir allows you to carry on all the Gagin together, or the Gag Yechidi Lurabanan, or what about one plain independent by itself Gag according to the Rabbanan. Remember yesterday, the Rabbanan said you can't carry from a Gag to another Gag. That was the according to the Rabbanan. But let's say the Gag's all by itself. The reason that we had said that the Gag itself might be limited is because, I'm sorry, not that the Gag itself might be limited, is the reason you can't carry from a Gag to the other is because the other Gagas are next to it, and it's Nifritza Lamakam Asurla. That's what Rashi had added in yesterday according to the Rabbanan. But if you have one Gag in the middle of nowhere, so there's no other Gag next to it. So that could be parallel to many gagan according to Rabbi Meir. So we're going to ask a kasha within either of these shitas. Many gagan according to Rabbi Meir, where you can carry from one to the other, or gag yechid de rabbanan, where you should be able to carry on the gag. So Rav Amar, in those cases, mutu l'talta b'kulo. In those cases, Rabbi Meir would allow you to carry in the all the gagan, and the rabbanan would allow you to carry in the entire gag. Ushmol Amar ein matatul in bo'el b'dalad. And Shmuel would say, no, you only have dalad amos in either one of them. We'll get to why in a minute. So now, Rav, Amar mutul talta b'kulo. So let's first talk about Rav. Rav says you're allowed to carry in the entire one. So kasha d'Rav ad'Rav. We have a kasha from Rav to Rav. Because if you remember yesterday, Rav had said the bottom of Peitas Man Aleph. Rav had said that the regular sheet of the Chachamim is you can only carry dalad amos. You can only carry dalad amos. And today we're saying that you could carry b'kulo. So what's the why are you allowed to carry bakulo? Rashi says why who should aser? So look at Rashi about the 10th wide line. Nehinami dehay delo aser achavri dechad rishusa mashviluhu. Fine, there's no other gag next to here to aser, but miu bnei rishus arabim ha'overes lefnei malachareim. But the street goes right next to the house. Ulatidi achitzonios amay lo aser yalayu like a mechitzas. According to Rav, we said yesterday that mechitzas she'en any karos, right? They don't go up. So the street people should aser on the roof. Forget the there's no other roof here, but at least the street people should answer on the roof. What are you bothered by? So ask the Ritva. Yeah. Ask the Ritva. Rishus Rabbim only go to that 10 tefachim. What do you mean talking about that? Street people should answer. Ask the Ritva. That's like as we know that from the beginning of the Seches Eirvin, right? What the Ritva says. What's the side of the Ibaya? The Hikshu B'Tosfus, not in our Tosfus, not in this Tosfus. It's the big Tosfus on Peitas Mabeis, the iceberg Tosfus. The Hikshu B'Tosfus, the Chileka Mechitzta, Nami Hech Rishas Arabim O Rishas Karmelis O Sarasham. What's the Svar for Rashi? How could the B'nai Rishas Arabim Karmelis Aser? Shara Ein Karmelis Amal Miyud, V'lo Rishas Arabim Amal Miyud. Right, we know Rishas Ayachan is Ola Al-Rakia, but Rishas Arabim goes up to 10 Tvachim. Right, so how is it? 10 Tvachim, right. So therefore, how is the B'nai Rishas Arabim going to answer here? The Yesha Tirtzu says the Ritva Yisod, and again, this is also in that Tosfos on the previous Amud. Shahasam, no, there's a difference. When do you say above 10 Tvachim is a Makom Ptur in a Rishus Rabbim or in a Karmelis? When it's air. When it's air, you're throwing through, or something like that. The Avir of Rishus Rabbim Karmelis is a Makom Ptur. But if you have a structure there, it's not a Makom Ptur. That's not a struggle. That's not a shahasam huka karmelis ein avira ola v'tofesis el adasara. Air only goes up till 10 goes the airspace above 10 tefachim is makom ptur. The lamal meyasara the rishus arabim ota karmelis ha'im makom ptur. Avi ziz o neser shebolten sham be'ein sham mechitzes hamagias la'aretz v'andei aser. For sure, it's not going to be a makom ptur if you have a rishus up there. So you just have to add in that important ha'ara to understand the Rashi. The B'nai Rishus Rabbim going to aser because you don't say it's above 10, it's a makom ptur here. You would say that it's still would aser. Again, there are other answers given by the Rishonim. The Ritva himself quotes kashas on this approach, but that's one approach that Tosfos himself says also on Pei Tesim Abeis. Yeah?
No, we've had all those cases where the guy is standing in the window.
Where the case is standing, guy standing in the window, but above 10 tefachim, but again, that's only to go through the air. But in the house, it would be a Rishus Yachid. But to look back at all those cases, see if it fits. To look back at all those cases, it's a couple months. But, so that's the question that Y.S. on Rav. Stira de Rav ad-Rav. Again, Rav said yesterday that, according to Rabbanan, if you have a bunch of roofs together, you can only carry within Dalet Amos, because the other roofs are going to Aser. So why today, if you have one roof all by itself, why is it Mutter to carry the whole thing? Why don't the B'nai Rishus Rabbim Aser? So says the Gemara, 1 second. Hasam l'minkra mechitzta, hacha minkra mechitzta. Yesterday, why did he say it's no good? Because the mechitzas are not nikaros. Why? Because the houses are all smushed next to each other. So you can't see the walls. So that's why you don't say good atzim mechitzta. But what's going on here? You have one house in the middle of nowhere. So that's, we called yesterday, that's called mechitzas nikaros. Right? The walls are allowed to shoot up. He agreed, that's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, to say good achiz mechitzta or good atzim mechitzta. So the walls are going to go up by mechitzas nikaros. This is a case of mechitzas nikaros. So as if you have walls shooting up, that's why the B'nai Rishus Rabbim are not going to aser. That's why there's not a problem according to Rav. So what about Shmuel? Shmuel Amar Imitatul Boel Abat Dalet Amos. Shmuel today said you only have Dalet Amos. So we have the Kasha the other way. Kasha the Shmuel the Shmuel. Yesterday Shmuel said that according to the Rabbanan or according to Rabbi Meir, you have all these next to each other that it's Mutter. And today you only have this one, it's Aser. So why is today more Machmir? So the Shmuel the Gemara answered, no, Hasam Lo Havi Yosef Beis Asayim. Over there yesterday, why did Shmuel allow you, according to the Rabbanan, to carry within each roof? or even according to Rabbi Meir, to carry on all the roofs from one to the roof, is because altogether it wasn't a Beis Hasayim. So it's not, it's they're all Carmelios, so it's a Carmelist less than Beis Hasayim, so we know you're allowed to carry it a Carmelist less than Beis Hasayim. Hacha, have a Yosef Beis Hasayim. But now, this is the, what's the Ukimta? That according to the Rabbanon, it's a huge roof that's more than Beis Hasayim, or Rabbi Meir, altogether it's more than Beis Hasayim. What do you mean? But didn't Shmuel say that you have machitzas, and the machitzas are able to shoot up even by machitzas she'ena nikaros? So who cares that it's more than a Beis Hasayim? It's hukaf ledira, right? Because what happened? You have these walls that are underneath, and they shoot up, and they're hukaf ledira because they're using for walls of the house. So Shmuel said, no, you're allowed to shoot them up to be machitzas. But look, behind machitzas lamata avidan, lamata lo avidan. Yes, you're imagining, you're allowed to symbolically shoot them up based on the halach Moshe Sinai, but they're not considered hukaf ledira above the roof. They're considered hukaf ledira. Are they made to live on the inside? That's only underneath in the house. So you could shoot them up, but they're considered mechitzos shelo hukaf ledira. And by mechitzos shelo hukaf ledira, the last five blot of the second parak spoke about that principle. When you have a carmelis more than beis hasayim, shelo hukaf ledira, even if it has walls around it, you still are not allowed to carry it. But Rabbi Karpi, if Yosef beis hasayim, shelo hukaf ledira. V'chol Karpi, if Yosef beis hasayim, shelo hukaf ledira, ein metaslin ela b'dalid. So that's the answer to the Shtira in Shmuel. Difference, so according to Rav, the difference is Mechitzos Nikaros, Mechitzos She'ena Nikaros. According to Shmuel, the difference is Yosef Beis Hasayim, Apachos Beis Hasayim. Itmar, says the Gemara, Svina, what if you have a boat? Rashi and Tosfos both say, the boat which is more than Beis Hasayim. A boat is more than Beis Hasayim. Remember, the sides of the boat, the walls go up. So is that called Hukaf Ledira or not? Svina, Rav Amar Mutul Tata Bakula, Shmuel Amar Eim Tatlan Bala Badalid. Again, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Mutul Tata Bakula. Rav says you could carry the entire boat. Why? Ta'ika Machitsta. There are walls here. There are walls, and they're considered Hukaf Ladira. Because you live in the, you live on the boat. And people are going to go on the boat, and they're going to live there, they're going to sleep there, they're going to eat there. And therefore, it's considered a Hukaf Ladira. Shmuel Amar Eim Tatlan Bo Ela Badalid Amos. Shmuel says, no, what do you mean? You only have Dalad Amos. Mechitzos Lahavriach Mayim Asuyos. The mechitzos are just there to prevent water from getting in. Okay, when you look at the size of a boat, do you look at the walls as protection from the elements or real walls that are made for you to be able to live in? So that is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. How do you look at it? Tosfos already points out that we had this a couple of months ago on Daf Mem Gimel, where we spoke about a similar case where you started out in one tchum and you end up in a different tchum inside a boat. So is that considered like being in another rishus surrounded by walls? So that was a machlokas. But Tosfos points out they don't have to be exactly parallel. The top Tosfos says that even if you say it's not good enough for by tchum, if you're put in there outside your tchum, even if you say it's not good enough there, you might say it's still called walls. It's still good enough here. That's what the top Tosfos says. That filu reb zera, damar bereish bisho hotziuhu mechitzos lavrich mayim asuyos hayro dafka lin yotzi chus latchum udolo shari lahalichaskula. There, there's more of a, you're talking about a more machmer context because you're outside your tchum, so therefore you have a high standard. Maybe what are considered walls, but here the question is a lower. It's just are they considered hukaf ledira or not? It could be that it would be considered mechitzas. The Ritva also says, similar to Tosfos, where he says, Pirish, Lava Meimer de Lavriach Mayim Asuyos Velo Chashivim Mechitzas Klal. Even according to Shmuel here, that says Lavriach Mayim Asuyos, it doesn't mean it's not walls. They are mechitzas, because let's say, the last Rav Philip Esfina, the Beis Hasayim, let's say you have a boat that's less than Beis Hasayim. It's a small boat. So according to Shmuel, it's Lavriach Mayim Asuyos is considered that you don't have any walls here? So Ritva says, no, of course you have walls. The only issue is, more than Beis Hasayim, are they considered mechitzos that are made hukaf ledira or not hukaf ledira? But Shmuel does agree that they are mechitzos bechla. That is Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Again, how do you look at the walls of a boat? Amalei Rav Chiya Bar Yosef L'Shmuel, Hilchasa Kavaseich O Hilchasa Karav. Rav Chiya asks Shmuel, is the halacha like you or is the halacha like Rav? Very unusual question. I don't usually find like somebody being asked, is the halacha like you or like Rav? And Shmuel answers, I'm like, Hilchus a Karav. Halacha is like Rav. A couple of notes that we showed him say on this line. First of all, there's a machlokes. So by saying Hilchus a Karav, is Shmuel being Choserbo? Somebody showed him say he's being Choserbo. Meaning, I retract my statement. I hold like Rav. A. The Tosfos HaRash does not say. Tosfos HaRash says, no. Tosfos HaRash says, V'Shmuel kibel me rabosav hilchach lo chazarbo. No, Shmuel says the halacha is like Rav. This is what the Shmuel saying about halacha expands. That he was really wasn't asking him hilchas akavasi dera. Who's the halacha like? He was asking him who's the minhag like. Okay, there's a certain psak. You can ask a Rav, who's the minhag like? You know the Rav has a certain psak. But what's the minhag olam? Right, that's a usual question. So the answer is the minhag olam is like him. Abachumra. But the minhag olam is like him. And that's what Tosa Rush says. Shmuel got a chumra from his rebbeim. That's why he wasn't closer bo. But again, I think you learn an important yisod from this discussion though, and that is, you know, many times you have rabbanim of certain chumras, personal chumras. Yeah, if you have a personal chumra, but you go to him and he paskins something else for the rabbim, and he paskins lakula for the rabbim, where he says you could go ask a different rav. You know why? How can they do that? If they think it's right, you know, I'm not going to hold it that era, but you can. You have a chumra, so what kind of psak is that? The answer is based on the Rav and Shmuel. It could be that he has a mesorah from his rebbeim to have a chumra, even though he knows that that's not the halacha, that's not the minhag olam. That's not saying elav elav debri lokim chayim. We discussed earlier in the mesechta. It could be that you have a personal chumra, but again, you have to remember it's a chumra. You have to remember it's a chumra and not meikir hadin. But it goes, as long as you know there's another view, and maybe the minhag olam is like the other view, then that's fine. And that's exactly what happened here. Shmuel, according to Tosfos Arash, had a mesorah from his rebbeim to be machmer by the Svina, that the walls are lahavriach laim asuyos, even though he knew that the minhag olam was against him. The minhag olam was like Rav. That's what the question is. Again, not just lahalacha is like, or who is the minhag olam like. That's how the Shema Mesorah Balacha interprets. Who's the minhag olam like? The minhag olam is like Rav, but I have my personal chumra from my rebbeim. Okay, weiter. Amrav Gidol, Amrav Yechiya Bar Yosef, Umode Rav, Shem Kafa Alpia, Shem Metaltlin Ba El Bedal Ramas. What happens if it's the winter time and you're not using your boat? So what do? You take your boat onto dry land and you turn it over, right? You want to dry it off. You don't want the water to get in the winter. So you turn over the boat. So in that case, and then what about underneath the boat? And let's say the boat is larger than Beis HaSayim. What about that area? So even Rav would agree there that the walls are not made to live in. Shlo Hukaf Ladira. Because those walls are made to live in when you have the boat standing right side up. But when it's upside down, not. That's what Rashi says, that they lose their Shem Mechitzis the second that you turn them over. So the Gemara says, one second. Kafalamai. Why did you turn over the boat here? Ilema Ladur Tachteha. If you wanted it to live in, let's say you turned over the boat so your kids could play in it. So Maishnag Migag Yechidi. So it should be, the Mechitzis are made. So right when you turn it over, you've now built Mechitzis to be Makavit Ladira. So therefore, there shouldn't be any difference according to Rav. So Elash Akafal Azofsa, you turned it over to paint, to tar, to pitch. You turned it over because you have to make it perfect for the next season. So you have to smear it with different materials. So that's not Hukaf Ladira. So therefore, going under there would be Aser. Rav Ashi Masni La Svina. Rav Ashi has the discussion of Rav and Shmuel being Modeh, or the discussion of Hilchos HaKarav, whatever his answer really was. He had that discussion about the Svina as we just had it. Rav Acha, Rav Masni La Ach Sadra. Rav Acha had the discussion of Rav and Shmuel, where Shmuel would agree, or at least admit that the Halacha is like Rav, regarding the Machlokas about Ach Sadra, which we had earlier on Daf Chav Hei. To Itmar. Yeah. We have a principle that halacha karav b'isurei, halacha kishmuel b'dinei, dini mamanis. Except like there were certain exceptions, where we have like Hanukkah, that there are three things that we pass in like Shmuel.
Right, so couldn't
this
be,
is this a question of Isser? This is a question of Isser, lachar, right.
So could be Shmuel even knew that.
Could be Shmuel knew the principle of halacha karav b'isurei. Okay, again, when did those principles come up? During the time of Rav and Shmuel, even then? Or why? This is a good question. Why do we pass in like Rav b'isurim? Shmuel b'dinei mamanis. That is Yeris HaKasav? Or is there some kind of a svara that Rav was the Bucky in Isser, Shmuel was the Bucky Dini Mamanis? But it's still somewhat odd that you ask Shmuel, knowing or maybe not knowing, like who's halacha like, and he said the halacha is like Rav. But you're right, maybe he says, maybe he's answering, what Menachem is suggesting is that maybe he's answering, you know the principles, Hilchos HaKarav b'Isurim, this is a case of Isurim, what can I do? I lose. Yeah.
No, it could be that they saw that people were following Rav's opinion.
Right.
He says, what's happening?
Right, meaning so maybe
us
in Achrayim. Maybe that's an upshot. Maybe he saw in Achrayim. Maybe he saw that everybody was following the Lakula, and he goes to the Rav. He's like, "Oh, boy, scream at them! Look at what they're doing. They're being so mako." He's like, "No, it's my personal chumra. It's okay. They're passing like Rav." So again, they could understand. Could give a lot of illustration to this story. Maybe there was a lot more color to it than he wanted to say, "What are they doing?" And the answer is, "No, don't worry. They're based on Rav." And it takes a big posek to realize that there are other poskim in the world. That's Yesod. You know, there are other posts, not just one posek. And again, there are major leaguers and there are minor leaguers. But if there's a major Rabbi Shmuel, both obviously major leaguers. So if there's one major leaguer knows there's another major leaguer, and he could offer his opinion. Rav Moshe could say, you know, go ask for Shlomo Zalman. If Shlomo Zalman could say, go ask the Tzitz Eliezer. They could ask these stories that we've had before, that one posek advising a questioner to go to another posek. Anyway, says Rav Acha Bedirava, the discussion happened about the Machlokas of Achsadra. To Itmar Achsadra Bevika, let's say you're in the middle of a valley, in the middle of nowhere, and you have this Achsadra there. The Achsadra, again, that is has a slanted roof with held up by poles. Are you allowed to carry under that Achsadra? Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bakula, Ushmol Amar Imatala Elava Arba. Rav says you're allowed, Ushmol says not. Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bakula, Rav says you're allowed to Amrina Pitikra Yord Visose. Rav says you're allowed to carry under the whole thing. Why? Because Pi Tikra, the edge of the roof, Yored Visose. It's a halacha that we have that the edge of the roof, as if it goes shoots down, as if there are machitas here. And therefore, you're allowed to carry underneath. Ushmol Amar Ein Matatlan Ba Elabadalit. Ushmol says no. You're only allowed to carry Dalit. Why? Lo Amrinan Pi Tikra Yored Visose. You don't say that the walls shoot down. So the Rishonim there, that we had earlier on Daf, Chav Hey, had said that of course Shmuel agrees to this principle in Biasod, Pitik Riyod Visosim. The only problem here is because this Arzilai is made a slanted. It's slanted, so because Shmuel might hold of it if it's flat. If it's flat, he might say Pitik Riyod Visosim to shoot down. But if it's slanted, maybe he didn't have a Mesorah for it to shoot down. Yeah? Even if it was slanted, if there is a wall, he might agree, right? He might agree. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says here, Aaron's point, Rashi says the reason that it says here about Achsadra in a Bika is because if it was an Achsadra in a town, right, it's probably next to a city, next to a house, where it would have one or two walls. If it has one or two of the walls, Shmuel might agree there that you would still say Pitikra even if it would be slanted. That's why Dafka says Bik Achsadra, but Bika, to teach me that it doesn't have any walls next to it, and that's the Machlokas. That's the Machlokas where it's slanted. In that case, that's where Shmuel would not agree, Pitikra Yorid Visosim, and Rob would say even there, Pitikra Yorid Visosim, and that's regarding that halacha is where Rav Acha Brei Derava had the discussion of, you know, who is the halacha like, where the person went to ask Shmuel who is the halacha like, and he answered according to Rav. Period. V'Rav, next question. V'Rav Aliba D'Rav Meir L'Tatli Migag L'Chatzer. Rav according to Rabbi Meir. What did Rav say according to Rabbi Meir on the previous Amud? Rav had said that according to Rabbi Meir, Mutl L'Talta Bakulo. Right, you're allowed to carry in the entire area all the gagim according to Rabbi Meir. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, he seems to be treating it like a Rosh HaSayachid. He seems to be treating the roof like a Rosh HaSayachid. You ought to go from one to the other to the other to the other, even if it's larger than Beis HaSayim. And it's a mamish Rosh HaSayachid according to Rabbi Meir. So why can't you go l'chadim migag l'chatzer? They're both Rosh HaSayachids. Why don't you? Can you go from a gag to a chatzer to a yard? So Gemara says no. Gzeir mishum Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi. You're right, Midah. Right, it should be good. But where goes there mishum Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi, which is the gzeir that we talked about yesterday? Your goes there mishum tel Rosh HaSarabim. Whenever you have, even if you have two of the same rishus, you have two Rosh HaSayachids. If one is ten tefachim above the other, we're going to be gozer in that case, mishum the case of a tail in Rosh HaSarabim. And the tail in Rosh HaSarabim is Rosh HaSayachid and Rosh HaSarabim. So anything similar to that case, we're going to be gozer. That's what we related to yesterday. That's the Svar for Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, where he has one roof that's 10 tefachim above another roof. He's also going to aser in that case also, though they are both Rosh HaSayachids. V'Shmuel Aliva D'Rabbanan Etat D'Begagal Karpeif. What about this question? Shmuel according to the Rabbanan. Shmuel Chodesh Rabbanan, who says that what? You're only allowed to be metaltel dalet amos, because the roof is considered a karmelis. So then metaltel migagla karpef, so if it's considered a karpef, and that's why you're only allowed to carry dalet amos in it, so at least allow you, why doesn't Shmuel allow you to go from a gag, which is considered a karpef, to a real karpef? Right, and you can't go for more than four amos. Okay, so go two here and two in there. But Shmuel doesn't allow that. Why not? So Amar Rava, Barula Gzeira Shem Yifchas Agag. No, we're worried. Maybe the Gag will be Nifchas. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says no. It could be that the Gag and part of your house, meaning your house. Again, you have to look at the picture here. It talks about picture 320. Somehow the roof and the house are going to be made smaller. Part of it is going to break through, and you're going to end up with a karmelis less than Beis HaSayim. So then it's going to end up being a real Rosh HaSayachid. So then you're going to be so used to though carrying from this roof to the karmelis. But that's only because it was a karmelis. It was a karmelis to a karmelis. But once it gets less than Beis HaSayim, so then it's going to be less. It's going to be real Rosh HaSayachid. So your goes there mishum that case, where it's going to end up going from a karmelis to a Rosh HaSayachid. Tosis is a different shot, where the fourth wide line of Tosis, maybe the middle of the roof is going to cave in. You're going to start using the roof. Okay, a different shot. that he gives. But ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if you're worried about Karpef's becoming a Rishus HaYachid, so be careful of the Karpef Nami Lo Yitaltel. So from Stam, forget the roof, we have two Karpefs that are more than Beis Asayim, so also you shouldn't be able to carry from one to the other. Why? Dilma Mifkis Vasil Tatule. So there too, maybe one of them will become less and you'll be metaltel from one to the other. So the question is, no, there's a difference. Hasam, buy two Karpefs which are on the same level. And there are mechitzas around them. They're just very far away from each other. But imifkas minkorele, if they get smaller, you'll see the mechitzas moved. You'll see that the walls aren't far where they were and the spaces become smaller. So we're not gozer in that case. Haka, imifkas laminkor milsa, but here, you're not going to know because you're on top of a roof. It's all imaginary mechitzas that you're using. So if the house gets smaller, you're not going to realize it because it's all imaginary mechitzas. That's why you're going to have a gzeira in this case. Period. One hour on what we said before about the issue of the achsadra about pitik or yorid besosim or not. We said according to Shmuel, you do not say pitikra yorid besosim. Some achronim ask, so forget pitikra. What about suras ha-pesach? Right? Aren't there four suras ha-pesachs here? There's a Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides. You have poles sitting up, and you have the roof on top. So why don't you say it's enclosed because of the Tzuras HaPesachs? So this relates to something that we discussed a number of months ago, and that is, what if you don't build a Tzuras HaPesach l'shem Tzuras HaPesach? It happens to be there. You built these poles to hold up the roof, because you want to create a shaded area. But you didn't dafka build it to be a door, l'shem Tzuras HaPesach. Does it work to be a Tzuras HaPesach? That's a major discussion in the postgim, and that's the issue of using telephone poles for the Eruv. Because again, you might be at Tzuras HaPesach. Again, you have to know if the wire goes through or goes on top. That was the other issue we discussed, that the korah on top has to go on top, not mid at sudden. But let's say it is. Let's say the wire is all the way on top. So can you use telephone poles for Tzuras HaPesach, or do you have to have separate lechis? So again, this is the issue, part of the issue. And that is, these weren't put up to be Tzuras HaPesachs. They were put up to be telephone poles. L'maisa, they're Tzuras HaPesach. Can you use them or not? That's the discussion we had in the Chazon Ish and the Mishkan Yaakov. That is a big discussion in the postgame. But again, it relates to this issue. That's why you might not be able to use these as Tzuras HaPesach, because they weren't made L'shem Tzuras HaPesachs. If you say that they can be used, then you have to give a different answer why you wouldn't be able to use these as Tzuras HaPesachs. We had that in the second paragraph. Does Paritz Merubah La'omid apply even by Tzuras HaPesach? That was a Machlokas, I think, between Rav and Shmuel, maybe. But yeah, you have to work in those Gemaras. I don't remember fully those Gemaras. Might be a reason here if it's Paritz Merubah La'omid. Right. Okay, let's stop here. And Rav Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Next, we'll get back to the three Shittas of the Mishnah. Okay, we're moving. What is it? What are we on?